Great to be joined by Jason Smith now, 8th District Congressman, and he was in St. Louis in the area with President Trump yesterday. And Kevin, Jason, your trip went pretty fast. You're back in Washington now, but how did it go for you?
It was. You know, it's always great to have the president visit our state. This was, in fact, his third visit to the state of Missouri in the last 9 months, and they've all been based around tax. So, as you know, I serve on the Ways and Means Committee and helped. I was one of the 25 people that sponsored the legislation and wrote it, working with the president. It's something that we like to highlight. And the president had several folks throughout Southeast, Southwest, and throughout the state of Missouri that has benefited from the changes of the Tax Cut and Jobs Act. And listening to their stories of employees that got bonuses, what they used their bonuses for. And it's very similar to what we've been doing traveling across the district, whether it's the AT&T call center in Cape Girardeau or the, you know, small banks like Bank of Advance. People are definitely benefiting from the bonuses that came, the increased wages, and various provisions. So we're happy that the president was here. It was nice that he invited me to fly back with him on Air Force One to Washington. It's not every day you get to have, you know, a couple hour conversation one-on-one with the president to talk about issues that's affecting the people you represent, from trade and taxes, and it was a good opportunity.
How did that conversation go?
Very good. You know, the president's very receptive, and he asks a lot of questions in discussions. What you think, how legislation or policies could be affected in Congress, whether they can pass or not. He puts a lot of thought and consideration into his actions, and anytime that I can encourage policy that I believe is best for our people, it's a win-win.
You know, just a few years ago, the final lead smelter in the United States closed in Jefferson County, but a new aluminum smelter is opening in New Madrid, and you were in New Madrid to kind of celebrate that fact.
You know, it was unfortunate 2 years ago, March of 2016, whenever the New Madrid aluminum smelter closed. And from that point on, we lost 900 jobs. And losing one job in Southeast Missouri is hard to bear, but 900 definitely affected the community there in New Madrid and throughout all the counties of Southeast Missouri. So myself and my team worked with partners, with the local municipality, the local county government, also with Governor Greitens, and the local state reps and senators to find policies and to try to attract another company that would come in and reopen this smelter. And in fact, it paid off. The work from a lot of different people. It wasn't just one person that helped bring this. I can tell you, I spoke with the president numerous times over the last several months in how I believe that the aluminum smelting business, the aluminum smelting workers are ready and able in Southeast Missouri to thrive if they're just under the right guidelines. And the right guidelines is having an appropriate tax code, having normal regulations, and having lower energy rates, and being able to compete with the world when it comes to smelting aluminum. And that's, in fact, where we are today. And that's why you saw 450 jobs announced. And the company said on Friday that we could grow as many as 900 again. So that's good news for the 8th District.
Having the appropriate, as you said, kind of competitive balance with the world, is that an allusion to the most recent tariff decision by the president?
It was definitely in regards to making sure that aluminum can be protected and thrive within the United States. If you look at just the history, in 2000, there were 16 aluminum smelters in the United States. Before our announcement last week, there were only two fully operational aluminum facilities. Yet in that same time frame, you saw the country of China go from 10% of the aluminum population to 55% in the world. Clearly, as documented by the administration, you've seen the Chinese government illegally subsidizing and trying to drive out competitors. And they've been able to do that. And so we need to be able to make sure we're not dependent on foreign sources of aluminum. And that's what the president's doing. And I'm glad that Southeast Missouri is where the investment's happening.
Jason Smith, our guest, 8th District Congressman from Salem. Jason, let me get your take on the gun control issue. I know that your stance is very consistent in, you know, fewer regulations, the better. Is your stance the exact same on this issue as well?
It is. It's just about enforcing the laws that we currently have. You know, what's brought a lot of the conversation is the recent shootings that has been so unfortunate and so sad and devastating. But a lot of these shootings is a result of government failing at numerous options and numerous alternatives. I've sat down with kids, actually 5 kids just a couple weeks ago from Parkland, where the school shooting happened in Florida, and to hear them directly to talk about issues and changes that they think, whether it's the background checks, reporting, securing schools, making sure that there's processes in place. There are some areas for reform that we can help better protect, but a lot of it is mental illness of individuals, because in all these shootings, laws were already currently be broken. And when someone is mentally ill and they want to create a bad act and harm people, it doesn't matter what the law says. Unfortunately, they do it. And we definitely need to address mental illness whenever we're moving forward.
The St. Genevieve, the community of St. Genevieve is one step closer now to actually being named a National Historic Park. And, you know, you'll get, parks, outdoors areas, monuments, things like that. But I don't know of another entire town that has been named that way. Do you?
No, this is definitely a step in the right direction. In the time that I've been in Congress, we've not been able to move this far in St. Gen's designation. And we're happy to have passed the legislation out of the House. It's over on the Senate, hoping to get it passed out of the Senate and put on the president's desk. But it's a huge step. And this is not something that just happened overnight. We've had members of Congress before me that helped get this started. But to know that we finally got it passed out of one chamber, which has never happened, it's good. So we're just continuing to push. And this is an opportunity for the rest of the country to see and cherish and value what we know we have in St. John, and that is such a great historic area with so many vertical log homes, actually a record in North America with 3. It's something that would definitely greatly benefit our area with tourism and a lot of people spending money from other areas in our great community.
Congressman Smith, thanks for your time. We always appreciate it.
Dad, it's always good to talk with you as well.
All right. Jason Smith joining us on this legislative interview on Regional Radio.